Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So, Aisha is, she comes and sees the setup. She's like, oh my goodness, amazing! And Cooper's like, Kaylee, you killed it. You did so good. And Aisha's just thrilled. She's done such a good job. And the other girls seem great too. You know, for the first time in my career, I really feel like I'm leading a group of girls that are a different generation. I mean, how trippy is that? I'm like a wild old horse, like Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit's like, excuse me. So they serve the food, and then Kaylee comes over to the kitchen, the galley, and she's like, oh my God, is this your cake? It's like, yes, this is the cake that you're going to decorate. She's like, yay. Oh my God, let me just check with the girls, because I feel like now would be a really good time to do this. So she goes to Genevieve, and she's like, hi, so I might do another vacuum. And Jen's like, well, Kat and I just vacuumed. Yeah, after putting away all those placemats that were shoved everywhere.
Oh, did you? She goes, yeah, just vacuum. She goes, oh, well, what's that? And she picks something off the carpet.
Yes.
And Jen's like, I said it's done. She goes, oh, all good. Well, Joy was asking if maybe I could help decorate the cake. Is now a good time? Okay, now that I've finished this vacuuming job, naughty, naughty.
Like, if you want, some would say decorating a cake makes you more successful in your appearance. Wouldn't you agree? Okay, I'm going to go do it now. So then Kaylee tells us, Jean's kind of giving mean girl energy right now. When someone doesn't like me, I kind of tune that inward and go, well, what the fuck is wrong with me? Because, you know, I used to be really bossy in school. I was like, hate to break it to you, but.
Yeah, you're still pretty bossy.
Yeah, we can already tell you're so bossy. She's like, I was really bossy in school, and I was like school captain, and I was a little bit too gung-ho, and I started not to do well, and then I sort of fell off from my friends, and I was becoming afraid not to fit in and not to be liked, and then I lost that side of me, I guess, and that person who was confident, who was so strong. Okay, Tracy Flick. We've seen this movie before.
Yes, you are being played by Reese Witherspoon, 100%. So we go back to, what'd you say?
Reese Aussie Spoon.
Yeah. So we go back to the beach picnic, and Coop is diving off the rocks, and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to do that too. Ow, 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 flat rocks, watch out, ow, ow.
The first time a head injury would actually improve someone's capacities outside of a comic book.
They just start resetting like a computer. Like,
they're like, did you read about the Strait of Hormuz today? So,
yes, I want to go cliff diving at Strait of Hormuz.
So, Genevieve and Kat are in the crew mess, and Jen is banging ice against the table in the way that only someone who is furious at a perky Australian and their parents simultaneously would bang ice.
Yeah. And Kat's like, are you struggling? Because I feel like by the ninth charter, you're going to be doing that to someone's head. Like, you're terrifying. It's like, yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be you. Because Kaylee gets to do all the fun shit. I mean, I hate to be a bitch, but like, I'm more experienced than both of you. I've been doing this for fucking almost 4 years. I am 22. This has been my entire existence.
Ring, ring, ring. Hold on 1 second. Oh, hi, Mom and Dad. Hi, Jen. We just want to let you know that when we were your age, we would have already broken up the ice. Okay, good luck on that success trajectory. Bye.
Kaylee getting to do the excursion definitely shows that Aisha is favoring Kaylee a bit more. Well, I have paid my dues in yachting. And how is that a green stewardess is leading service? How am I the one stuck in cabins?
Oh, my God. You are your own worst enemy. Nobody wants to work with you. You have to be somebody that people want to work with. You're miserable. Oh, my God.
Never change. So then,
please, please. So she's, I'm like, calling you awful, but it's in such an excited way. I'm like, you were so terrible.
Thank you. So Jen is like, I think I just need to start being a little bit more aggressive. Like, not like a bitch, but no, like a little bit more assertive, like snap fingers. That's not how to win people over.
Oh, and Kat is trying to help her. She's like, okay, but don't let that backfire. Okay, make sure you keep your attitude good. She goes, oh, really? Well, if she got second stew, I would be really pissed.
Well, then over at the picnic, Cooper is feeding a peacock. And he's like, the peacocks are dope. I'm a huge fan of anything that's colorful. And I love animals. One time, back in Charleston, I bought a 10,000-gallon pool. And I installed it in the backyard and made my own aquarium. And I spent a whole day catching catfish and bass. And anything we could catch in the backyard, we just throw in the pool. But unfortunately, that ended when the HOA threatened to fine us $500 for an eyesore. And maybe it's all the dead fish that were in your quote-unquote aquarium. That,
yeah. Like, I think it was 10 gallon, not 10,000. But still, yeah, he was just throwing like all these fish. And they just kept cutting. There were some pretty big fish in there.
Big fish. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're just like making a bowl for alligators, you know, to eat from.
And then there's that too.
Do they have alligators there? They do, right? Or do they not?
An alligator will find its way up there. When I was in New Orleans, it was so funny. They have signs. Dom and I were in a park, and there was water there. And there were signs that said, like, there were like little birds. And the signs were like, don't feed the birds. Because, you know, if you feed the birds all flock. If the birds all flock, the alligators come. So some idiots, they give their little, like, four-year-old child, maybe even just three, they give them some bread, and this kid is throwing bread at the birds, and of course all the birds flock, and lo and behold, an alligator comes swimming up. I'm like, Dom and I were like, we then just like tell the parents, like, you want to move your child? They're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, there's an alligator coming for it. And they're like, oh really? We're like, that's why it says don't feed the birds. I mean, we were totally being like gay you know, police at that moment. But like, I'm sorry, people are idiots. What am I even talking? Why am I on this path again?
I love it though. I mean, I think the only thing you did wrong was warn the parents.
I know.
I mean, survival of the fittest, Ben. Okay. It's not survival of the closest to gay people with warnings.
I almost felt bad for the alligator. The alligator, I mean, it came like this. It was like a little alligator. It wasn't like a fully mature one. It just came up like, ooh, it was like literally like, excuse me, I'm just going to check out the cake. It was like, here we go, a little afternoon snack. And I was like, oh, this poor gator. I thought I had a real special snack for itself.
Yeah. Well, no one wants to eat a dumb child. You know, they don't taste good. They're not as juicy.
It wasn't so much that the child was dumb. It was more that the parents were dumb. Because they let their child go by
apples, trees.
Also, what parent is letting their little like toddler just like amble about on the edge of alligator waters? Like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. They're not all smart, you know.
I feel like you're going to tell a story like, well, when I was a kid, I used to always I would see alligators and walk around waiting in that. I like to go knee deep. And then if I saw an alligator, I'd be like, fuck you. And then I'd just walk away. And the alligator would always know.
No, I'm, you know what? I am afraid of things that can eat me.
Okay.
I've always had that sense. So I'm proud to announce it today. That is one story you will not be hearing from me. So although I do have one funny alligator story, and it's just from Florida. I know a lady who lives there. We know a lady who lives there, and she's like, I live by the swamp. And it's actually the Queen of Versailles. Everybody knows who this is. Jackie, the Queen of Versailles. She's like, so, you know, I have a swamp. There was this neighbor, and I think he was cheating on his wife. And then he disappeared. And I was like, well, what happened to him? She goes, no one knows. We think the alligators ate him. And then she just kept on talking. Like, that was just like a part of some other story. And I was like, wait a minute. She goes, yeah, it's Florida. It's like, what?
Just what happens.
Yeah, it's just like this simple little thing. Yeah, the alligators got him. No one ever thought of him again.
Wild Things. Right? What a great movie.
Yeah. So anyway, Kaylee and Kat are talking, and Kaylee's like, Kat, I'm so nervous. I can't get this cake to look good. Meanwhile, Aisha's like, Cindy, look at the pictures I took of what Kaylee did at the picnic. She's amazing. Like, Aisha's like planning a parade for her. Kaylee's trying to get a cake perfect after doing this perfect beach thing. And you just,
yeah,
you just know Jen is like,
ugh. Jen is stabbing a pillow somewhere.
Yes.
And Kaylee has, she actually has a backstory about her cake decorating. It's about as annoying as you'd expect. She's like, I love decorating cakes. It comes from my mum growing up in Sydney, Australia. She would do the coolest cakes for us. And then when I was 11 or 12, I started making cakes too for all my friends. And now we're known as the family that makes birthday cakes for everybody. We should have done this as a business. We've been doing this a lot of free labor. Why do I feel like this like family that decorates is like the most annoying? Because you know, there's going to be a thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to go get a cake. No, don't get a cake. We'll make one. We'll decorate it. And then it becomes a whole big to-do. And the next thing you know, it's like, can you come over a little early? Because we need some help transporting the cake. And then all of a sudden, your simple desire just to have just a nice little cake has become a production where you have to start 30 minutes early. You got to like provide transportation. You need a box. You need this and then that. And it's just like, you know what? I don't
care. Someone's friends with the cake person.
I am the cake person. It's me. It's me.
It's you. Well, you also, this also shows how annoying Kaylee is, because her previous story was about how she was really upset in school because all of her friends just cut her off because she was so bossy. Like, girl, if everybody hates you and you're the person who makes everybody free cakes, I mean, you have to be really obnoxious for people to be mean to the free cake person. Everyone's nice to the free cake person.
I know. I do feel kind of bad for her, because I do actually feel like she just wants to be loved. And she's like making these cakes and everything. And like, she doesn't realize that she's annoying people. And now I'm just feeding into her. I'm adding to her hurt right now. Hurt people from one
hurt person people to another. Eat cake. So I'm one of those people. Send me a cake.
Okay. From one high maintenance cake person to another. Kaylee, just get an Entenmann sometimes and just
call it a day. Some people are cake people. Some people are cake eaters. You've found your match. All right. Get over here.
Let them
pull up the gullet. Shove it down. So anyway, she's like, Kat's like, how are things going with Jen, by the way? She's like, we're good. I just thought maybe she might have been mad, but she's very lucky in her mode. So I've made a cake, and it says, this is where the placemats go. Ooh, thumbs up. Hopefully she'll like me.
So Nathan and Luke are on this Tinder at long last. And Nathan's like, Luke can take direction very well.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but this is very important to get in here. Because messy-ass Kat goes, I think she just wants to be like second stew. So I was just asking her your feeling about her. Messy.
Kat is so fun.
Oh, I loved it. That Kaylee took this information and she's like, oh, no, you don't, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then I like Jen also says to herself, no more nice girl, Jen. I was like, no more. Did it ever start?
But yeah, where was she?
Okay, so Nathan and Luke are on the tender to see if Luke can be a lead deckhand. And so Nathan's like, you're comfortable with docking, bro? He's like, we'll find out. I'm like, that's not a good sign. And then the cake is ready. And so Joy's like, look at that beautiful mermaid. Look at what she did. It is beautiful. It's a perfect cake. Oh, I love it so much. Gâteau, beautiful. And she's like, well, it's not my best. Of course it was great. And she's like, well, it's not my best, but it's okay, right? It's like, it looks amazing, Kaylee. Stop that.
It is actually speaking. It is singing Song of Sirens. How did you put the voice box in mermaid cake? Amazing work.
Hello, Frosting, my old friend. So that was such a funny choice of having the Sound of Silence be the song that comes out of that cake.
That's another Love Island thing, too, because one of them loves doing
Oh, my God, like the sound, like when it's silent, it like hurts.
Someone said that. It's like, you're so close.
They played some crazy cover the other night. You know that old dance song from the 90s? Like, this is the rhythm of the night. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah. So
like that's a cheesy 90s dance song. And of course, the rhythm of the night. I was like, okay.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so the cake, and then we go back to Luke and Nathan, and Luke isn't even trying to pretend. He's like, I don't know why this guy's having me dock a fucking boat. Like, what do I know? And he's like, yeah, my Tinder driving skills. I mean, I've driven a small Tinder in Cape Town, but this one's totally different. And Nathan's like, okay, so you're going to need to back up now. He's like, boom, and just hits a buoy or a dock, whatever, the dock, I guess.
Hey, Maritime Law, this is Captain Sandy. I just want to complain about the noise ordinances on the dock. We had another Tinder crash, and we got to blame it on the noise again. So talk about not the sound of silence. Am I right? Could you please fix that? I'm very angry about this. Thanks.
So this is two, under Nathan's direction, two vessels hitting a dock. So here we go, number two. And he's like, oh, you need a deckhand who can drive the fucking Tinder. Yeah, but you also need someone who's going to teach him how. Like, what are you doing?
Also, would it kill some of these boat makers to put like a ring of like rubber around the entire side of the boat?
Why is the entire boat not made of rubber? That's what I don't get.
like, why is it not like a bumper car? Like before when we talked about it, like being one of those like tubes that's on like those like Raging Rapids things. Well, why not? Why not have that? So you could just come in hot on that dock and just bounce until you're settled in.
I mean, they even started making cars out of fucking plastic. Come on. Like, how many Titanics do we need
before just put a ring of rubber around it.
Of the rubber?
Ring of rubber. Okay, let's do this.
We're going to make billions of dollars. So Sandy's checking in with Joy, and she's like, so feeling good about dinner? She's like, oh, so excited. She's like, well, good. That's great. Do you need anything in here? No. Nothing?
No.
Nap?
No, no naps.
Hug?
No.
Fuck this lady. I'm going to get rid of this lady somehow. I'm telling you right now. Not vibing with Joy.
So Kaylee's making a tablescape upstairs now because we're getting ready for dinner. And guests are getting ready for their Vegas showgirl outfits. Is the theme Vegas? Like, why are you having a theme from where you came from?
Seriously. Like,
guys, I'm gonna charter a yacht. I'm going to spend $30,000 and I want the theme to be my house.
My job.
Can we have a stack?
Can we have a Chili's theme? Because I took off the week from Chili's to work here. Like, what the fuck?
But I guess they're doing it to promote their stupid shows that nobody's ever heard of. They're like, wow, look at these girls. They're from Vegas. Okay, guys. All right.
Wrong network. So,
now we get a Joy and Luke scene, another using her for protein scene. She's like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm starving. I'm just starving. She's like, you are always hungry. There's an extra steak if you want, you handsome man.
You dick of the steak. So he's like, yes, I'll take it. Now the guests come in. They're very happy. They see the table. They're just thrilled. And Jen and Kat are in the cabins. And Jen is like, ugh. It's like, I hate doing housekeeping. She stabs the mattress.
Yeah, seriously. She's like, oh God, I guess I'm not doing service again tonight. Okay. Won't be doing service. So fine.
It's one charter. You'll do it on the next one.
Yeah, so she's her own worst enemy. Meanwhile, at dinner, H is like, have some lobster, have some steak, depending on your preferences. Meanwhile, Nathan and Cooper are talking, and Cooper's like, how are things with Joe? He's like, bro, we don't have the best relationship. Nathan's like, what? He said that? What the fuck? He's like, yeah, I hate you.
I can't believe that he has been talking about our relationship after I've been visibly and publicly frosty with him for 3 days now.
Exactly. Yeah, he said something like, you can fix your haircut, but you can't fix the noggin under it. Something like that.
Hey, would you be upset if I put you in a net and transported you to a above ground pool in Charleston? I think you'd make a great addition to my aquarium. What are you asking me about? I don't understand.
This is exactly why I don't want to make him the deckhand. But Luke can't drive the tender. And Cooper, he's Cooper. What am I supposed to do?
It leaves me kind of fucked. So I'm with Joe. Unfortunately, he is 100% the best deckhand that I have on my team. And it's fucking stressing me out beyond belief. So Nathan's basically like, look, I don't care what's happened in the past. He doesn't need to talk to anyone about it. That's how I feel about it. What do you mean you don't care about anything that's happened in the past? This entire season is about you grousing about what happened in the past. The fact that you're mad right now is about what happened in the past.
Yes.
So, now
so one of the ladies is like, wait a minute, I eat meat. Why aren't I getting meat? And so Aisha goes to the galley and she's like, I went to move her knife and she said that she eats meat. And Joel's like, fine. Oh my God, I give to hot man. Oh no.
This is why I cannot let men come too close to my cooking. It is a very dangerous game because if I don't have another steak, that's my reputation. So it's guess first, lost after.
Yeah. Like, 5 minutes. I need more steak now. One day I'm going to have a heart attack. Yeah. Mm? So she ordered extra steak, which is smart. But she's like, at least it is medium rare. So it will be fast. She's an animal. Okay. But here's lesson. Don't follow your boyfriend. Follow your dreams.
So she makes it. It's fine. And then now it's another episode of Kaylee and Jen being hostile towards each other. They're in the galley and Kaylee's like, Jen, do we have any shot glasses? And she's like, yeah, they're kept in the main salon bar. Normally are, you idiot.
Duh.
Unless you put some placemats on top of them, in which case you wouldn't see them. Okay.
She's like, well, I think we're going to move them up here. Just easier there if that works for you. She goes, I guess it has to.
Well, I guess my plan for shot glass organization went right out the window.
So now Nathan calls Gail to bitch more. And he's like, oh, God, this guy can't drive the Tinder. I don't know what to do about the lead, to be honest. And she's like, I'm sorry. You'll figure it out. You're great at your job.
Does he? He's had two vessels crash.
We've seen no evidence 48 hours. Of this.
Yeah. So now the cake comes out and they're just like, ugh, the best cake we've ever seen. Like, this looks like the cake that was decorated by someone who knows exactly where to put shot glasses. They're like, it's beautiful.
I can't eat a mermaid. I love mermaids. It's not real. Seriously, it's talking. It's the most amazing cake we've ever seen.
And Aisha's like, Joy's kind of terrifying when you first meet her, but she's also cutesy and childlike, and she definitely produces perfection. Her galley's spotless. She's always presentable. Oh, my theory, she's got a little ratatouille in her butt.
She probably literally has ratatouille up there. She takes her hair out, just a bunch of like tomatoes and beans fall out.
I fucking love Ratatouille. That movie was amazing. The whole opening of that rat running from the sewers of Paris all the way up to the Eiffel, through the kitchens all the way up to the Eiffel. I mean,
can I say something? Can I say something? I've actually never seen it. I should watch.
For sake.
It wasn't intentional. I wasn't avoiding it. I just somehow I missed it. But I do want to see it, and it's like really up my alley. So I'm going to fast track it.
So good.
I love the idea things. Of it.
Yeah, it's really good. So then they congratulate the guests on being 23 years old in Vegas. And Kaylee's like, so now we go downstairs to Kaylee and Aisha. And Kaylee goes, on our mind, and I know it's up to you, but I think Jen prefers doing service. You know, I've heard that. And I'm happy to float if that makes her happier. I just don't want Jen to be upset. She seems pretty upset. I was like, oh, yes. This is the moment I've been alluding to this whole recap, where Kaylee's like, okay, lady, you're gonna start with me? I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it better. And she does. Aisha falls for it. She goes, yeah, but it's not really up to her, is it? Mm.
It's like a sly tattle. It's a faux high road, taking the high road. And it was a brilliant power move on Kaylee's part. And Jen, you should be smarter. You should be able to recognize these people because they're always going to get their way. You have to be careful. You got to be careful of the Tracy Cooks of the world.
She said in one way, she's like, oh, ow, Jen hurt me. Like, Jen's been mean to me because I'm doing service. And she said, mm-hmm. I'm a team player. And she said, I can do every job on this boat. And she said, you can rely on me. And she said, I'm not a backbiting bee like that other girl. Mm-hmm. All in one sweet little smiley sentence.
Yep.
You fucked with the wrong lady, Jen.
Jen, this is why. This is you're always going to be, you have to learn how to deal with these people. That is the mark of a real chief stew. So Aisha is like, she's like, Kaylee telling me this makes me feel like Jen has said something to Kaylee, which I don't love, one day into the charter season. Which, by the way, what's even more sly about this is that Jen never said anything to Kaylee. It was that other, I keep forgetting the third one's name.
Kat.
Kat was the one who did this. So Kat is the real disruptor here, and she's loving it, by the way.
Yeah, but Jen is being so mean to, so mean to Kaylee. So Kaylee knows what she's up to.
Well, Jen thinks she has an ally in Kat. They probably both think they have an ally in Kat, and Kat's out for no one. She's just out for herself and entertainment.
Kat's out for mess, girl. Each other.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm just happy that I'm not going to law school. So Aisha's like,
what I would love to see is everyone just trying to be the best wherever they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny.
So now we have Jen and Kaylee at the service bar. It's at the end of the night, and Kaylee is like, so what are we pulling for brekkie? And Jen's like, if you could just continue to do that, I just want to start on the pantries. And because I've got like a lot of shit to do, because apparently I have to now clean up where the shot glasses used to be because you moved them.
That's fine. And Jen goes, I don't fucking do breakfast. And Kaylee's like, oh God, stop being such a grumpy girl. So we get
to, you'd be grumpy too if the placemats were shoved everywhere except for the places where the shot glasses used to be.
Oh, and so Coop calls the person we all know he's gonna call, his meemaw, and she's like, are you working hard? And he's like, I'm working my butt off. I'm gonna watch tonight until 5 a.m. It's terrifying, grandma. There's something called land and there's something called water. How do boats float?
So then the guests come over and they're like, oh my God, hi, we love Cooper. We love your grandson. She's like, I love him too. Anyway, an alligator's gnawing off my foot, so I got to get off the fan. But good luck to you, Cooper. Talk to you tomorrow.
I told you to empty that pool before you left, boy. Ah!
Then Nathan talks to Joy and he says, hi, Joy. Do you want to see my baby boy? She's like, ooh, look, he's fat like daddy. And then Nathan's like, hey.
What does that mean, she's fat like daddy?
But he's very cute.
Fucking French people, I swear.
Yeah, well, that's what you get, Nathan, for boring everyone with your baby.
I know, we don't all want to see your baby. I'm sorry, put it away. Okay, yeah, jeez. Seriously.
It's going to be all season, you know it.
Yeah, so then we go to the bridge with Aisha. You know, there's this thing on my car. Whenever I get out of the car, it goes beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what the fuck? Every single time I'm looking around, I'm like, what did I leave open? Is there a door open? You know, I used to check the doors every single time. Finally, I looked it up. Why does my car go beep, 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 beep every time I leave? And it says it's a warning for people who leave their babies in the car.
Yep.
Mike, you know what? Seriously. Now I have to deal with this because you guys left your baby in the car. Come on.
Mine does that. My Kia has a feature where, like, if before you get into the car and turn it on, if you open up the back door, it sort of is like, oh, you're opening up the back door. Are you perhaps putting a child back there? So then when you get into your car and you drive somewhere and then you park, when you get out, it's like, I remember that you opened up that back door. So it will give like a check the rear seat, you know, but it does the same thing. It goes like beep, 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 beep. I'm like, you know what? How about this? Why don't we just, rather than these like cryptic beeps, why don't we just have like Countess Luann be like, check the back seat, bitch. You know, like, just tell us what you want us to do.
Don't leave your baby in the back, idiot. There's no business, my show business.
Did you leave the baby back there? Not really.
You left your coffee on top of the car, moron.
Now there's one we could all understand.
Don't leave the baby back there, but if Ramona's there, just let her rot. Have a great day.
Beep. You're not pooping. You left the seat heater on.
Whoa. You left someone that looks older than me in the back seat. Baby, okay? I look young.
Whoa. You know what? This is a notification to let you know. Your baby looks old. I look young. Your baby looks old. I look young, okay?
Hey, you better back it up. You better back it up to the back door and get your baby out of there, okay? Clip, clip.
Oh, so I love that Joy disses Nathan, calls him fat. So then we go to bridge with Aisha and Sandy, and she's like, wow, last night was epic. I dreamt I met a mermaid. She was so nice. I hugged her. Then my shirt got dirty. God damn it.
That was real. It was a cake.
I can't believe how well Charter One went.
I know. What's in your wallet?
No, Charter One, not Capital One.
Sorry.
I got 2% back from my Wells Fargo cashback card. I bought you a donut.
No, we're not on Top Chef, Sandy. Oh, she really does need her sleep. Cooper, please stop waking her up.
This recap is going to be 10 hours.
No, anything to put off the McBees. Anything.
So got to talk about the McBees. Okay, here's some McBees in 2 seconds. My daddy's innocent. He didn't do nothing.
We're gonna go down from having 1 million acres to like 990,000 acres.
Uh-oh.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, so Aisha and Kaylee, Kaylee's asking how the night was, or no, Aisha's asking how the night was, and Kaylee says, it's good, you know, I mean, I'm just not sure I'm responding well to the way that someone's coaching, I guess. Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Oh, God, why am I talking about this with you? You're so important, you've got so many things to do.
Wait a minute, who are you talking about that's trying to coach you?
Don't worry about it. Mm-mm. I'll sort it out, because look at me taking initiative and being proactive and not bothering you with any information. Just letting you know that there is a problem and I'm solving it. Okay? I'm like Vanilla Ice. You got a problem? Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the beat while I decorate the cake.
So God, like, hey, you can be Vanilla Ice and Vanilla Icing at the same time. You're president. President of the country, I'm telling you.
Hey, Ish, that was a good pun.
Thank you, Sandy.
So Nathan's like, he's just going to be up here with you. He's just going to be on the bow because she's going to help with the docking. So guess what? They're going to dock soon. And hopefully they won't crash for the umpteenth time. I'm going to say about, so basically they come in and Sandy's like, having Aisha on the bow frees up a deckhand so Nathan doesn't have to worry about handling lines. He can stay focused on communicating with me. All right. So let's see. Nathan, what is the distance?
The distance is, have you seen this picture of my baby?
Nathan, that's not helpful right now.
We're not measuring in fatness, okay?
Nathan, whatever you do, don't touch the line. Stay focused.
Okay, I won't touch the line, but I will touch this baby photo. Look at it.
No, Nathan, not now. Not now.
Listen, I gave you Aisha to help you. Yeah, but all Aisha's doing is standing on the bow, waving at the anchor.
Hello, anchor! I've missed you so much! You look so good!
Listen, there's a lot of wind. They're running a marathon, okay? We need to get tied off. This fucking wind's crazy. Watch out! Oh my God, this marina has so much crosswind. Oh God, it's pushing me in starboard, which means that I'm going to have to secure the vessel as quick as we can get to the dock. Like, we're going to throttle up, otherwise we're going to sink. We're going to die. We're going to die right now.
And the boat is fully like up on another boat. Like you're in a crowded subway.
Yeah, they have to put out the squishy thingies. What do they call?
And they're squeezing the fenders.
Oh my gosh! And they crash into the other boat. Call it what it is. Okay, they have the fenders or whatever in between them. But it's like the boat's like, and the people on the other boat are like, "What the fuck?
Get away!
What
from
are
us.
You guys doing?"
Yeah.
Three. So, number three.
The guest says, we're going to Titanic this bitch. You don't want your guest to say that. Okay.
No. So, especially these girls, because they're immediately hanging off the boat like, I'll never leave you, Joe. Or whatever that guy's name was.
Well, and Joe had some suggestion in this, in the middle of all this mess, that was probably a good suggestion, I hate to say. And he's like, I'm worried. If we're going to have to dock like this, what's the next 6 weeks looking like? Oh, no. So Nathan is like, I do feel a bit of judgment from Joel when things don't go, you know, the way that they should. I'm like, if it's any consolation, the third time in two episodes.
Yeah.
If it's any consolation, you're getting judgment from everyone, not just Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel so much judgment. It could be. And Joe's like, well, it could be that he just had a baby and his mindset is elsewhere. But regardless, it just crashed the boat. And this docking was really bad. Are you fit for this position?
it's official. The baby crashed this boat. He's like, maybe because he had the baby. So Sandy is like, okay, Nathan, we're going to debrief. Okay, that was better communication. We crashed, but we crashed more slowly. That was really a good improvement, okay? Don't worry. One of these days we'll dock without hitting anything else.
I'll just hire 5 more interiors that can also stand outside with you to make sure that you're not crashing the boat.
Okay. Kat is enjoying the showgirls' headpieces and everything. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't be sexy like them. I mean, I dance like those things at the car dealership, you know. And then they show one of those by her side, which I thought was funny. And it's very Kristen Doty coded.
I was going to say, they just put up a clip of Kristen Doty at a disco.
So the guests leave. No comment cards on this iteration of Below Deck. So they just leave and are like, they're like, the food was amazing and we just want to take you back with us. Have you, Captain Sandy, would you be comfortable wearing a sequin dress that has the butt cut out in the shape of a heart? Because we can offer that for you.
Why do you guys keep saying that to everybody? Well, we're just used to people saying that after we serve.
Can I take you home with me?
No, sorry. That's extra. So Sandy's like, okay, first of all, thank you so much for your great attitudes. We have crashed 3 boats in 2 days and everyone's still smiling. God.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Basically, I don't want to call that last one a crash. It was, we hugged the other boat. We hugged it. Brought it in close.
Yeah. I just like to pretend it was me hugging BB and Little Bear, okay? Every one of you did a fantastic job, okay? So we got a tip, and our tip was $25,000. Unfortunately, all the cash has a heart cut out in the middle of it, so it will not be valid at any bank.
Every dollar bill in here smells like a butt. But you know what? Still spends the same. So get on your rubber gloves and get ready to get counted out.
And Cooper's like, you know, I'm not the only thing that's green on this boat. There's also money.
So then Gail is asking if she wants to Gail is texting Nathan to see if she can bring Caden on board. He's like, yes. So that's very exciting. And Nathan then is telling everyone, Nathan's telling Aisha, like, Gail and Caden are coming. She's like, hey, you ready to see Gail goes, you ready to see daddy? So here comes the baby, and here comes the baby tour. So here comes Gail with the baby, and everyone's like looking at the baby, like, oh, look at the baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of baby excitement. She's very excited to see their love story unfold because every love story in yachting ends with heartbreak, and this is just the most beautiful anomaly ever. I don't think that lasts.
Give it time.
But, Give it time. So then, I would never really wish on.
No, we're not wishing it.
He really fucked up, this guy.
So then Gail, Nathan, Sandy on the bridge. Gail's like, we've got a new worker for you. Well, God, he's got to dock the boat better than this knucklehead. Am I right? Just get an actual uniform on this baby. You're hired.
Yeah. Nathan's like, he's going to be my new lead deckhand. So there's a lot of like, oh, my God, babies. This is so cute. Babies, babies, babies. And Sandy's like, in my career, there have been 3 people who have married and had children. I mean, maybe I'm a Cupid captain. Maybe. To be fair, one of them was a Somali pirate. So we did outrun them, but we left them with a trail of romance. What can I say? I'm a matchmaker.
You want to drive the boat, little baby? Drive the boat. Drive the boat. So Nathan gets to go stay with his baby for the night, which I don't, listen, congrats on having a baby. You still need to work on this boat. We need the drama on this boat. What are we going to do? Have Joe go fight with you around a crib at Gail's apartment? No.
Truly. So then we have this awkward moment because
be like every other father on this boat and abandon your goddamn baby for the boat.
Send him to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
That's where all the Below Deck children are. So they have this awkward moment because Gail and Nathan are walking along on the deck and then Joe comes, like they intersect with Joe. And then Joe is like, has that frozen smile that he does where his like eyebrows are like touching his forehead, like the top of his hair. He's like, hey, oh, look, is this the baby? Hello. Hello. And he's like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't like Gail. I don't know how to talk to babies. How long do I have to pretend like I care about this before I can turn around and get out of here?
Yeah. He's like, whoa, me wee little man. Hello there. Fucking hell, get me out of here. Jeez.
And Gail's like, he looks just like his dad, doesn't he?
Yes, got the same hair and everything. Oh, burn. Oh, burn.
Yes. Both are fat. Hey, why do people keep saying that?
Meanwhile, Kat and Jen are making beds, and Jen's like, oh my god, Luke is so sexy. And Kat's like, do you think anything's gonna happen tonight? She's like, no. Oh god, as much as I want to get laid, sex is always better when you kind of have a little chase. You know what I mean? He better not be put back incorrectly by the end of the night, though. I'll tell you that.
Kat's like, well, I'm not talking about sex. I mean, you can also kiss. I mean, do you immediately think I'm talking about sex? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh my god, I'm like such a schoolgirl. Like, sexy. Jen's like, get out of here. So Joe gets a text from his sister, and it's kinda, and the sister says, go check your voice memos. And so he gets a message from his mom that she got the results from a mammogram and she has cancer.
And this is so terrible. Oh my
gosh. Is so sad. This is so sad. Well, I mean, look, we hope all for the best. Hopefully it's not a sad moment, but like we all can imagine, like, getting this news is like very scary. And so now we see Joe receiving this news in real time, which is like really heartbreaking. And he has to go off the dock, and he has to, you know, he's speaking with his mom.
He's crying and stuff. So even Nathan's really nice to him. Nathan's like, okay, you know, I'll put aside this stuff and be nice to him. And he has a nice conversation with his mom, you know, and she's like, you go out there and you stay on this boat. Cause he's saying, I'll leave. So then Sandy she's like, give me that phone. Hi, Pam. It's me, Captain Sandy. You're welcome. Okay, back to work. Got some Sandy.
Yeah.
Got some Sandy. Actually, Sandy's really nice, and she knows somebody who heads up the breast cancer division at a big hospital. So she's going to hook them up and stuff.
Yeah. That was really good of Sandy, because basically she gets this, like, yeah, like this head of department for like Johns Hopkins to talk to Joe's mom to be like, look, it's very scary, but early detection is really good, and like the recovery rates are extremely high, and like sometimes that's probably all you really want to hear in that moment. But it's a very emotional thing, and it was nice to see Nathan drop his like the bee in his bonnet for that moment and just be there for Joe. And it was very heavy, and so it was very scary.
Yeah. So now, So now they're, and also let's see how long this lasts with Nathan. He's like, I'll give him a break for this 5 minutes of time.
It literally doesn't even make it to the end of the episode.
Before like, rail on him for no reason in about 5 minutes. Now everybody's getting ready to go out and, you know, getting all dressed up and stuff. And Luke is talking to Cooper, and he's like, I think we all need to say who's going to be going for who. And Cooper's like, I think you're saying that because you have a target. Because I didn't realize I like girl till we got a target, too. I mean, it's the fanciest place in town. You never seen so many girls dressed up and ready to go.
You ever tried the Threshold brand? Or how about Up and Up? Wowee. So then they get into their vans, and Luke is sitting between Jen and Joy. And so Jen has her eye on Luke. Joy and Luke have a flirtation too. And he's just sort of eating this all up. And he's like, I'm loving chatting to Joy and Jen. And Jen's sweet, and she's smart and ambitious. And Joy, she's got a lot of depth to her. She feeds me steak, saying that's important for me.
Listen, first of all, obviously you don't know Jen to be like, wow, Jen's so sweet. And second, don't fuck with the person you're getting the calories from. How dare you?
No.
Don't make this like some toss up.
This is literally what happened with Culver on Below Deck Down Under, where he was flirting with Zarina to get free food, but then he wound up hooking up with that other girl, and Zarina was like, your access to free food is now closed.
Yep.
Like,
pretty much. I forgot that we'd had this storyline before. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Don't mess it up. So Cooper raises a glass to Caden and Karen, who are the baby and the mother respectively. And Everyone's like, oh, that was a nice toast. So Joe's like, yeah, it was, he's telling Kat, it was crazy on deck today. I've known Nathan for 2 years and seeing him today with his child and bringing Gail, and me and Gail don't really get along, but I just went, God, what the fuck is life? You know, it's crazy seeing him with this woman and this baby suddenly. And Nathan's like, he's talking about Gail. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, because all he heard was, like, I don't get along with Gail. So he thinks he's actually ragging on Gail. I guess technically, like, very lightly. He didn't have to add that detail, but it's, like, really not that big of a deal. And Nathan is now, like, furious. And it's just so funny because Joe is also saying, what's amazing is that, you know, after I got this news, it's like, all that stuff, all the petty shit just went right out the window. And Nathan's like, not so fast. I went outside, picked it all up, and brought it back inside.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this guy. Nathan's like, don't fuck with the Peaky Blinders. Like, calm down. You've watched too much TV. What, are you going to beat somebody up? You're at work. So Nathan runs off to the bathroom to, like, get himself together. And Joe follows him and asks if everything's okay. And he's like, I'm a bit pissed off at you, though. I heard you say Gail's name and that you don't get along. And I'm fucking pissed. I'm pissed. If I hear it one more time, we're going to fall out big time. Oh.
He's like, but I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything to her. It's like, bad mouth her to me. Grow a pair of fucking balls, will ya? And be a fucking man about it. And they're, like, fully having, like, a fight. I'm like, bro, like, let's calm down. Like, I like that you're defending your lady, but you're also jumping to conclusions. And also, like, I'm never going to defend Joe, but he just got the worst news of his life about 2 hours ago. Can you just, like, just relax? Just focus on your food and showing your baby photos around.
Yeah, so everybody's basically watching this, and Kat's like, they're, like, probably kissing in the bathroom. And Cooper's like, they're right there having their own little talk. Look at that. And it's like, oh my God, they're fighting. And Nathan's like, keep her name out of your fucking mouth. I don't want you to infiltrate every single person sitting at the table for her.
It's like, I would never do that. It's like, but you had to do that. Gail's the best fucking person I've ever met in my life. Do you know what it's like to ghost someone like that? It's thrilling. So don't mess it up for me.
She was the sweetest ghost I've ever created.
And if you fucking talk around a table, I don't want to fucking hear it. 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 All right. Okay.
Nathan, like, you've already crashed 3 times. This is your 4th time in 2 episodes.
I know. Don't make us take Joe's side, please. We beg of you.
Yeah, that's what Bravo does, though. They're like, whoop, surprise. You're on a completely different side now. Have fun.
So, yeah, seriously. Yes. Well, that's where the episode ends. Good times. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And we'll see how this this curdled bromance goes. We'll catch you in the next episode. Talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.